This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
I need some serious advice when it comes to my 15-year-old daughter's wardrobe choices.
Uh-oh.
Not me particularly, but our friend Vicky from Farmington. She wrote in for Parental this week, and the argument she has with her daughter is usually based around her choice in clothing. Typically, it's inappropriate. If you have also had a similar conversation with your teenager at home, call us. Tell us what that sounded like. 585-252-9800. Here's the message we got from Vicky. The in-style these days is all about short shorts and midriff tops with lots of cleavage. I've tried to explain to my 15-year-old daughter that unfortunately dressing this way isn't appropriate for school, and that by putting it all out there, it's the first thing that people will notice about you. The boobs, the body, etc. She's a beautiful girl, but she's so much more than that. She's very smart, athletic, great student. She's kind and just overall a good kid. I'm trying to walk this line of not wanting to body shame her or affect her body positivity while wanting her to be aware of the wardrobe choices she thinks she is making, but really are just about keeping up with the trend and what everyone else is wearing. It drives me crazy that our teenage girls are choosing to put themselves out in the world in this way, being told that more boobs and ass is what is considered trendy and attractive. And it's not.
Yeah.
Are there any other parents who have had to have a similar conversation with their teenager? I would love to hear thoughts on this today. Thank you so much. Okay, Vicky.
Very much a thing.
We'll get to your text. You know, going back to my senior year in high school, a lot of the girls wore sweats. It was comfort over fashion from
really?
What I remember. Yes.
We weren't allowed to wear anything showing any like type of skin like that. Cleavage, midriff, two shorts of skirts and shorts.
Like, yeah. Every,
absolutely not.
Every person I went to school with looked like they just crawled out of bed, jumped on the bus, and got to homeroom just in time. Nobody put any effort into their appearance.
They're like, I've been with these fools for the last 15 years.
Yeah, nobody cared, you know?
Yeah.
It's a lot different today.
So clearly. Much different, and I think a lot of it has to do with, like, the internet and influencers and you know, whatever.
This we know. This we know. 585-252-9800. Would love to hear from you guys, because so many of you who listen are parents, you have teenagers, and I'm sure you've had this conversation the same way Vicky has. Julie just texted in and said, I don't know if everyone else in her school is wearing those clothes. It'd be one thing if she was going wild with her outfit for a job interview, but it's just school. I think it's harmless.
No.
Do you think it's harmless, Brizzy?
I think it's distracting for them. I think it's distracting for other people. I think it's distracting for the teacher because they're like, Jessica, pull your shirt down.
For other people, you mean the teenage boys in the class too who get excited when the wind blows.
Probably. You know. It's just, and like, how comfortable is that for you? I don't know. And I feel like these parents, administrators, people who work in the school have just gotten lazy
with it. Comfortable? Comfortable? Accepted it?
Yeah. Honestly. I do believe that's the case.
Let's go over to this individual. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. We dressed like that at school 20 years ago. It was not considered inappropriate because many of us already did it. And no, people did not think we were only ass and boobs. We were more than that. It's fine. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Someone's triggered this morning.
Not necessarily. I mean, there are a couple of people who say that this is totally fine. There's nothing wrong with it. It's harmless. Do you guys agree? Carissa's here. She goes, if everyone is wearing it, why is she specifically going to get consequences? That doesn't make any sense. Wearing more modest clothes did not protect me from misogyny and abuse. You only get to dress however you want for a few short years before dress code is mandated. So let her wear what she wants while she still can. This is interesting. We're getting a lot of texts here that say, no big deal. It's harmless. That I was not expecting that.
I wasn't expecting that either. Just because, like...
What did you wear in high school? Oh, you had the dog collar?
You
had that punk rock phase that you were going through?
That was in college. That was...
Right out of high school.
That was really...
Right. You were trying to find yourself, of course. Really.
I was like, maybe I'll be a little more edgy. Like, who am I kidding?
The plugs.
The fake ages and the nose ring. No, it's so bad. Skin is for strip clubs, not school. Cover it up, Sally.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Yeah. It is hard, though, if all of your friends are doing it or it's what you're seeing on the internet or whatever the case may be.
Courtney says, if you're going to tell your daughter not to wear clothes like that to school, you better have a good explanation that's much better than it's not appropriate. And it'll need to be a convincing enough argument to change her mind. Why as a mother does she have to do that with a 15-year-old? No.
Why is she tiptoeing around that? This person says, it's a problem. People nowadays clearly don't appreciate modesty. It's absolutely insane. You need to teach. I mean, you also need to teach your daughter, like, less is more.
Less is more.
Like, would you allow them to go out with their face full of makeup, looking like a full drag queen, and then be like, well, it's a self-expression thing. It's like, no, your daughter looks crazy.
She's finding herself.
She's an artist.
Drop her off. This girl is for the streets. Now, how many of you guys...
Like, do you want to do a number here? Like, it's crazy.
How many of you ladies would go to school dressed modestly, go into the bathroom, and then change?
A lot of
right?
girls.
You're all doing it.
A lot of girls. I mean.
I saw so many girls I went to high school with that would do just that.
No, you're putting ideas in little girls' heads.
They're all doing it, Breezy.
Girls, pack a bag.
They're all doing it. The same way they do it when they go out. Dad, I'm going to Megan's. Okay, honey, be home by 10. She's wearing sweats. As soon as she gets out the door, it all comes off. Tracy said the more you discourage it, the more she's going to want to do it. Teenagers are undergoing a psychological process called individuation that allows them to detach from their family mentally and become their own fully fledged person. If you forbid her from dressing a certain way, she'll just, like I said, hide clothes at her friend's house to change into when you're not around.
Yeah. This person says, I'm a kindergarten teacher and I have kids who wear straight up crop tops and the parents think it's cute.
Oh, no, God.
Dear. Teacher here. A couple years ago, our dress code was revamped and named more inclusivity.
Mm-hmm.
If petite girls could show their belly, then everybody should be able to show their belly. While that seems completely fair, one girl might be showing 1 inch of skin, while the other one might have the same top on, but yet fully exposed, showing her whole stomach and chest, because it doesn't fit her right. There is no pleasing everyone, and there are no rules that make this easier. You just have to accept it and move on. There are way bigger battles to fight. And then Sam's here. We'll leave it with her, him, whoever they may be. I think it's inappropriate for school, because that's a place of learning.
Yeah.
And we don't do it at work, and it's the same thing as if we were going to school. Also, I'm a bit conflicted, because she only gets to dress that way for so long, so why not show it off?
Yeah, see. See, I had
seven.
I had an ex-girlfriend years back that her mom used to tell her in high school, you have such a great body, why don't you show it off more? So she would. And then that turned into, you know, becoming a cheerleader and doing all the things. And one day she was like, I don't know where I'm going with this story, but this is where it starts to stem from. Okay.
What?
The mom is telling her and convincing her to wear these sexy clothes. Right. And then she's like, well, I feel fat in some of these clothes because every time I eat, you know, I don't feel sexy when I wear these clothes. And then she's telling her, well, you should just go into the bathroom and throw up then. And that's where she'd be turned into...
Trigger warning.
Yeah, it was a little trigger warning. But the problem is so she would go and teach kids about the struggle that she had with bulimia and all that stuff. And it would all stem from sexy clothing.
I think the issue that I'm taking with this text is like, you only get to dress that way for so long. It's like, why? Like, who says that... At a certain age, you have to stop dressing the way that you feel comfortable. Like, well, that's a load of BS to me.
I know. Like, maybe she's talking about people's metabolism.
Dress and feel comfortable the way you want to. Like, just because you're 40 doesn't mean you can't wear a crop top anymore. Like, where are the rules?
I would kill to be able to wear a crop top and show my belly button. Are you kidding me? And then Kelsey says, I have a niece who is a sophomore and dressed like this. She looks like she's getting ready to make a couple bucks on the streets. It's crazy that my sister allows her to dress this way. But at the same time, what are parents supposed to do? Half these kids are dressing conservative and then changing into their pretty woman outfits at school.
Ugh.
All right. Thanks for the text, you guys. Appreciate that.
Yikes.
All right. Well, hey, listen, Vicky from Farmington, thanks for your message. Good luck. What does Vicky do at this point?
We help 0%, unfortunately.
No, I think this is good. She needed to hear this because she had a lot of people that weighing in saying,
I think
no
she's
big
just
deal.
More conflicted.
It's honestly a possibility, but just know, Vicky, that she's going to continue to dress like this unless you really lay the hammer down.
Lay that hammer down.
And the school, I think, should be helping too.
They're not going to. They have way bigger things to worry about. Truly.
All right, we'll do another Parental Confidential coming up tomorrow morning on PXY. Also, we still have tickets left for comedian Jim Gaffigan, the 12th annual party at Center Ice that Breezy is hosting at the Tim Hortons Iceplex, and two tickets to see Mac July 13th for Hozier, all that and more coming up next.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
I love my friends over at Goodwill. I really, really do. And this is a really cool story. Although it's not hyper-local, it does, you know, impact Goodwill as a whole. And, you know, I'm a fan. This woman bought a $3 painting at Goodwill, and then she turned around and sold it for $3,000. It was auctioned off for charity, which is amazing. So this thrift store find turned into something that was so much better for the community than anyone could have ever asked for. She saw this, like, quote-unquote, awful painting, she says, but she decided to buy it due to its low price. Wall decor, it was in a nice kind of vintage-looking frame.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, all right. While loading the painting into her car, she noticed a little something unusual about it. It had a plaque at the bottom of the frame, and it said, out of courtesy, I typed the name in to find out who the actual artist was. And she found out that it was a American artist who died in 1972 and was known for selling her work still to this day for thousands of dollars. Her first thought was like, this isn't real. This isn't happening right now. She probably thought it was just a fake or a dupe, whatever the case may be. But they encouraged her, the Goodwill people encouraged her to, you know, look into it a little further because they didn't really know what was going on. And she ended up selling it, or auctioning it off, I should say, for nearly $3,000 for a local charity out in Cincinnati where she was from. And it all went back to a church, which was really, really cool.
Not me going to Goodwill after this.
No, literally. I'm like just there to look for Lululemon, but that's fine.
You hear about the guy in Michigan? Guy bought a couch. The Habitat for Humanity has a store where they resell some of the stuff that they have found. I don't know where they get it from, but they collect it from some of these homes, and they use this store kind of like it acts like a Goodwill. Guy goes in there, purchases a couch for $70, has it for a couple of days. Couch feels uncomfortable. He opens the couch, takes the cushions off. Inside the couch is $43,000 in cash.
Oh,
so he brings it back to this Habitat for Humanity store, returns the cash. I don't know if he got anything out of it. It was just over $43,000. Bought the couch in Detroit for $70.
Wow.
Well, like,
that's insane.
It's a nice little payday right there,
really
is it not?
It very much so is. Stuffing money in the couch is crazy.
Yeah, so who owned that couch?
Little lumpy, but hey, it is what it is.
Somebody was saving money for their divorce. The question we're asking coming up is, should April and her boyfriend make up or break up? Some of you may find this to be disturbing, and to be honest, I guess can't blame you.
Right.
How far would you go to test your significant other's loyalty? We'll get April on the phone with us coming up and share why she thinks her boyfriend took things way too far. That's coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98PXY is free and always will.
Is it just me, or is this considered absolutely psychotic? It's PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. When it comes to relationships, I won't argue that a lot of people, they're quick to throw in the towel. But if someone did this, if someone did this, you wouldn't blame them for running for the hills, right, Breeze?
No.
Let's get our girl April on the phone with us. Hi, April. Are you still there?
Yes. Hi, Moose.
Okay.
Hi, Breezy.
Hello.
Please tell us what your boyfriend recently did. And, you know, to all of our lovely listeners, please call us or text us to say whether or not you think this is a relationship worth walking away from if this were to happen to you. 585-252-9800. Okay, April.
So the reason I wrote you guys initially was basically, so I've been with my boyfriend for 3 years. And for the most part, you know, things have been great. We talk about the future. I truly thought, you know, this was my person, or, you know, at least I wanted him to be my person. And last weekend, he went out of his way to do something outrageous, for the lack of a better word. And I'm just really upset. And I don't know if I can look at him the same way.
Oh, dear. Okay.
And you're not, you wouldn't consider yourself dramatic when it comes to this situation. You really do have a hard time looking him in the eyes at this point.
Yeah, it's, all right, so like, long story short, basically he faked getting fired from his job to test if I would, you know, quote, stay with him through hard times, end quote. And like,
he was testing your loyalty.
He was testing my loyalty and like went as far as to like pack up his desk. You know, he came home crying.
What?
He came home crying.
Like, wow, he was committed to the bit.
Yeah, he spiraled into like a fake depression for 2 days. Like, I was actually worried for him. You know what I mean? Like,
that's
really
sick.
Worried.
Wow.
Called his parents, you know, totally comforted him and like just like reassured him. Like,
sure.
Started like redoing the finances. I applied for all these like extra gigs on LinkedIn and like.
Stop.
You know,
oh, you,
so
you
did all the right things.
Yeah, you
did all the right things.
It sounds like you had his back 100%.
Yeah, but like it was a lot of work on my part, like, you know, actual like staying up late, and just like bending over backwards, like to show him everything was going to be okay, only for him to come out and just be like, it was just a loyalty test, babe. Like, I'm pissed. And like,
April, how did you find out though? Like, when did it get to the point where
he told me?
Just out of nowhere.
Two days.
I brought him like his favorite, like, little treat,
yeah,
you know.
Try and cheer him up.
Just like wrapped up all cute.
Yeah.
And he was just like,
Oh, babe, it was just a loyalty test. And I'm just, I was like,
oh, I'd be floored.
Like, I'm just
floored.
Like, I just feel betrayed and humiliated. And
as
like,
you should.
Like, kind of disgusted because, like,
yeah, it's that
he straight up lied to my face. You're you not, know, like,
where's that insecurity on his part coming from? Because for him to go through all that, even packing up his desk and then coming home and, first of all, he stuck with this whole routine for 48 hours while he watched you know, put you through the ringer. What's the conversation that you had with him? I mean, you must have been pissed. Obviously, you were.
I was so pissed. And, like, I told my mom she's not happy. It's like, who does that? And I was like, what? Why would you do that? Like, that's crazy. And he just keeps saying, like, I just, you know, want to make sure I'm in this for the right reasons and you're in this for the right reasons. But, like,
right. But
if there's those kind of doubts, like, you know, like, I mean, I'm just wondering, like, is he the problem? Like, I don't know what to do. Like, I that's why I'm coming on air to see if someone, you know, I'm trying to, like, be like, okay, you know, I'm trying to come from a place of love. Like, maybe he was just scared. Like,
you just literally applied for Medicare. Like, you know, I feel like this is kind of it.
Yeah. Where are those doubts coming from? Did somebody do him dirty in the past?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, that's a good question that I should ask him.
Also, like, is he making, like, uber amount of money here? Like,
yeah, is he making, like, 50K a year? What's the deal here?
Like, is was he like, yeah, she's only with me for my money? It's like, bro.
I mean, he makes, I have a job, a pretty good job.
Right.
So, like, he makes money, you know, it's not like he's, like, my sugar daddy.
Right.
He does well. He does well, you know, but I do well, too.
So there's an insecurity with a lot of men that they potentially feel like, hey, is my person with me for all the right reasons?
Yeah.
If I get fired, if I lose the things that I have, if I lose my job, which is AKA my identity, are they still going to stick by my side? Mm-hmm. I don't know if he had to go through all that, but hey, now you're trying to figure out whether or not he's, it kind of backfired on him. Now what do you do?
Yeah.
585-252-9800. Guys, weigh in. Please tell us what you think on this. Sorry that happened, April, but great story.
Thank you.
Also, like, terrible story.
Lord.
Yeah, I understand. I get why you would be. That's not a great, it's not a great look.
Yeah, I would assume you would be floored after something like that. What's the vibe now like in the home between you two?
He thinks everything's fine. Which is also where I'm just like, I'm just like, I don't know. I'm like resentful, which is never a good place to
not
be
at
in.
All.
And I'm just,
do you want us to kind of take a vote to see if you get some clarity on this and just ask people, hey, do you stay or do you go?
Right.
I mean, what would make you feel more comfortable and proceeding with this?
I mean, I'd love opinions, like, if this happened to anyone, and yeah, I guess I'll take, I don't know if I'm going to, like, follow the vote, but I'll take a vote. I'd love people's opinions and, like, an overall consensus that could be good, I guess.
Fair enough.
All right, that's totally fair. Well, we'll get to that right now, but thanks for calling in, April, and best wishes.
Thank you guys so much.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling up. We'll talk to you soon. Okay, got a couple texts. Let me get to the phones. Hi, Matt, you there?
Hey, what's up? How are you, Moose and Breezy?
Good.
How are you?
Doing well. Good morning. I think she passed the test. Kings and queens have been doing this for hundreds of years, and he went a little too far with it, with the fake tears. I mean, kudos on him.
He packed up his desk.
He definitely passed. She's going to get the ring. Like, she passed the test.
It's at what cost, though?
Well, that's his bad, because the acting was too good. So sometimes the award you win isn't what you lose. But
how profound.
I think but I think ultimately she passed, and it's on her. I mean, I don't blame her if she left, but she's going to get the ring.
She signed it up for Medicare.
He goes, but she's getting the ring.
I mean, honestly, she's totally down. I mean,
yeah,
she's a ride.
If it doesn't work out with him, then hey, April, what's up?
She's a ride or die. She's a ride or die, Matt.
She is.
You know, I'm looking for a ride or die. I mean, if she wants to sign up for Medicare, I got a job and everything, but she's my kind of girl if it doesn't work up. Yeah. No April.
Yeah, that's the type of woman that has their man back 100%.
Not Matt calling in with his elevator pitch. I love it.
Yeah, thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate it.
You got it, guys. Have a good day.
See ya. I love it.
This person said they've been together for 3 years, so I don't know that she'll walk away from this relationship, but I would be beyond upset at him. Corey says, this is what some guys have to go through to test if their girl is a gold digger and truly has their back. I say good on him. He did what he had to do.
Hey, it's Terry. It's a little weird, but it's always good and bad to see if someone will actually stick through you with those things. My girlfriend texting in, if Breezy did this to me, I'd probably laugh and stay with her, to be honest, but maybe that means I'm unwell, so.
She would totally stay with you. You're the best she's ever had.
I didn't say it.
She's ever had. This is so bizarre. He left her hanging for 2 days, even though she was upset. Plus, he lied about it. I would say goodbye. That came in from Jess. It really depends on the person here.
Hello from Gare Bear. I've seen one too many videos of this on YouTube. Also been there. And it does not feel great to support others in relationships if they're not going to support you or get through that with you. This person says, but he's lying, so it completely defeats the purpose of a loyalty test. There's a lot of holes in this experiment, I will say. But these things
kudos
happen.
On him for the acting was great, though.
No, you know fully. What I mean?
It takes a lot to dig deep and pull out those tears.
It does.
Not everyone can do it.
It does. But, all right, April, listen, either you stay with this clown or you have many options waiting for you. So don't you worry your pretty little head one bit.
No, not one tiny little bit. Hence the phone calls coming in from the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. We'll be right back.
98 PXY.